Esther. How are you?
I'm good. I know we keep missing each other. How's it going with your child?
Good. So my baby, she getting her tubes put in.
Oh.
Her heart murmur, they got that under control. They put her on new medicine for that. She's going to be home, be able to come home Monday. So I thought that I would.
You're at the hospital the entire time, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That must be a lot.
Just, you know, back and forth. I'm going home, showering, because, you know, I don't even really think they got a shower. They got a shower there probably for the patients and stuff, but not for visitors and stuff. So I go home, shower, head back out, and just sit there, sleep, catch up on some things. But I was going to reach out to you tomorrow. I didn't expect for you to send me a text, which I'm kind of happy.
I was just texting all the aides because some of them are still calling Nascentia. So it was just like a reminder, but it wasn't specifically targeted towards you.
I don't know if you found a different – I would love to stay with Mr. Thomas, but I don't know if he still wants me as his aide or how that's going on or whatever. If you had a new client, that's fine. I'm just now – that everything I feel like is going to be much better for me, the less calling out, because majority of my call outs is due to my baby.
Right, yeah. I understand that.
You know what I'm saying?
So I did send somebody temporarily there. When you're back to normal and you're able to work full-time again, you let me know, and then we can take it from there. I also called you because I wanted to just verify. I believe we had some missing punches. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Okay. So the last time that you worked with Thomas was last week, Tuesday.
I didn't push out Tuesday. I think I pushed out Tuesday.
There's no punch up for Monday and Tuesday. One of the days you called Donna was that. Hold on.
One of them days I called Donna.
Okay. Do you know what time you finished?
It's always with Mr. Thomas, it don't be no later than like 4:05, 4 o'clock,
okay.
Between 4:05. Now,
okay.
One of them days, me and him was on our way to, see, then I'd be getting sidetracked with him because Mr. Thomas, it's all, like, I just be feeling like I'd be running ragged sometimes with him, but. So I kind of got thrown off. Now we had left. It was the day that we went to Price Choppers, and we halfway down Erie Boulevard, and I'm like, damn. Excuse my language. I'm like, damn. So I go to punch in. So I called Donna immediately, and I was like, Donna, I'm with Mr. Thomas. I said, you can verify. I said, I think you had to pay some bills or something. Because he paid National Grid. Mm-hmm. I think he pays National Grid at Price Choppers or whatever. But I said, you can call and verify. She said, okay. And but I clocked out. So that was, like, mainly the only time that that I know of about my time punches. But other than that, my other time punches should be correct.
All right, I'll put it for 4 o'clock. So it looks like the Monday to Tuesday. Okay, so... So Tuesday was the last day that you worked. Okay, let me just this.
You know what I hate, Esther? I don't mean to throw you off, cut you off. Like, you can be riding up and down or, like, at a light. And this, you know, I used to give people money and stuff, like the people that be on the side of the road and stuff.
Yeah.
But now they'll come right up to your window.
Yeah, and they...
Sometimes I have to lock my car
with an
door.
Entitlement.
Like,
yeah, you got to be careful. You have better to be careful.
Yes. I'm like, damn. Like, and they don't have no shame. They'll just walk smooth up to your car. And I'm like, damn, is they going to open the car door?
Yeah, you must make sure it's locked.
Yeah. I'm sorry to throw you off.
That's
because I'm, like, looking at the lady, and she looking like she's finna walk over to my car.
Oh, God.
You know, I be giving them, though. I'm not going to lie because I know, you know, I've never been homeless out in the street, but I know how I feel not to have anything. But, you know, sometimes I don't because they use it for drugs and stuff. All I can do is just give it to them and just pray for them, you know. But lately I haven't because I haven't been giving them nothing because they use it for drugs and alcohol and stuff like that. Like, no.
That's bad. Yeah. You never know. You think you're doing good because you want them to get help, you know, maybe they need to get food. But like you said, they end up using it for what they shouldn't be using it.
Exactly. That's crazy.
All right. So I updated the schedule here. You let me know when things are back in order and you want to return, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay. All right, honey.
All right. Okay. Good luck with your baby, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Sure. You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.